Welcome back to another edition of the Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan. This one's a little different. I wanted to find out more about this year's Music Fest special project, also known as World Beat at Home. Knowing that artistic director Doug Cox is a busy guy, I ambushed him outside the Tidemark Theatre in Campbell River and plied him with Thai food. So, if it sounds at times like this interview takes place inside a busy restaurant, that's only because this interview takes place inside a busy restaurant.
It looks like you've got another awesome lineup of musicians for this year's festival, which doesn't necessarily set you apart from past years, but I got to ask you that one off the top. How are you feeling about how this thing has gelled?
I'm feeling really good about it. It's different every year, and there's always a few things missing one year that you might have another year. This is certainly one of those years as well. You know, I think we're a little bit light in female headliners, for example, compared to previous years. We're a bit heavier in blues this year. We're a bit heavier in bluegrass this year, which I feel like we've been missing for the last couple of years, especially the bluegrass end of things. So, you know, it's different every year, but I think we have a killer lineup again, and the workshop, the daytime session stuff is going to be great, so now I'm happy.
You are the master of the music mix, of taking different performers and just sticking them together and watching the magic happen. It's every music fest has got these little shining moments, and you don't necessarily know where they're coming from or when they're going to happen, but it's obviously part of you, a big part of your focus. I mean, sure,
we put
the big names up there, but it's almost more fun not to hear the music you're expecting to hear, but to hear these one-of-a-kind things that you'll never hear again.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of the festival, for sure, the daytime session stuff, whether it's song circles or jam sessions, and the collaborations that we set up as well. Those are the things that, as a music fan and a musician, I'm certainly most excited about. You know, I love to see the audience's response. I love to see people come to the festival as audience members and just fall in love with an artist or with a type of music. And I love to see the artist's excitement when they discover who they're on stage with as well. That's after all these years of doing it, still probably the most rewarding part of the whole thing for me, actually.
Now, this year, one of the big collaborations, workshops, well, whatever we wish to call it, is going to be World Beat at Home.
We're
calling it a special project this year.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that and how it came together.
Well, we get funding from the BC Arts Council to do specific things at the festival. And one of the things that they fund us for is what they call special programming. So it allows us to put together things that we might not do otherwise simply because of the cost of doing them. And this was perfect because what this is a collaboration of World Beat and multicultural groups of musicians that all live in British Columbia. So they're actually coming in on Wednesday night before the festival, and they'll rehearse for 2 days leading up to the festival. They'll do a big collaborative project on the main stage on Sunday night. And then they'll all be featured throughout the weekend at the festival as well. So it's pretty exciting because quite often the stuff you see during the day at the festival is completely unrehearsed, right? Which is also wonderful. But this is actually a chance for musicians to get together, spend a couple days together, actually learn from each other and learn about each other, and then share that with the audience. And we've done that in the past with different collaborations, but it's been a couple years since we've done one where we actually bring people in early so they can rehearse. You know, one of the things that I do as a musician away from Music Fest is I put together sort of special shows to take out on tour, and quite often they don't even come to Vancouver Island. I'm working on two of those right now, actually, and it's kind of my specialty as a player too. I love to put together unusual groups of people and go out and play. It's really fun to do that, and it's very rewarding as an artist to do it as well.
Well, and considering the amount of effort that's going into World Beat at Home, the good news as well is it's not just a one night stand. These artists will be appearing not only on their own, but in different combinations throughout the,
the
weekend.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about this one because I think it's even harder to be a world beat musician in Western Canada than to be a folk musician. And the folks that, that are world beat musicians in British Columbia tend to struggle, even though they're phenomenal artists, you know. So this gives them a chance to have a bit more of a voice and to be seen in front of our bigger audience at Music Fest. They're going to also be doing a daytime interview talking about what it's like to be a person of color living in British Columbia or to be a world musician living in British Columbia. That's one of the sessions that will happen at the festival. They're all going to be doing their own concerts. They're all going to be involved in the instructional workshop stage.
Let's start with your with the musical director of World Beat at Home, Tom Landa, from Locarno, who will be playing at this year's Music Fest, also from the Paper Boys. How did it work out that he's your musical director for this project? He obviously has that background.
Yeah, well, I've known Tom for years and years and years, mostly through a mutual friend and musician named Steve Mitchell, who was a member of the Paper Boys. But I played in a band with Steve for 7 years called Travels with Charlie before that. This all ties back to Music Fest because Travels with Charlie played Music Fest, I believe, in its second and third year, and that's what made me move up to the Comox Valley, was I came up to play with Travels and with Ken Ham, actually. So Steve left Travels with Charlie and joined the Paper Boys, and then I got to be friends with Tom. But over all of the years, we never once had Tom play at Music Fest, which is kind of silly. And Tom kind of rediscovered, I guess you could say, his Mexican roots over the last few years with Locarno. We had Locarno play at Winter Jam last year, which is our January festival that we were involved in. And they just hit it out of the park. You know, they were so wonderful. And Tom's a wonderful musician, a great band leader. He's known for being one of the musicians that has the energy to actually make stuff happen beyond just being a player. He runs a world music festival in Vancouver. And I saw this as an opportunity to give to someone that was very deserving the chance to do something like be a musical director of a collaboration. So I just asked him if he would do it because there's a whole skill involved to doing something like that, obviously, right? Where you have to have great people skills, good organizational skills, and some sort of musical vision. So Tom and I talked about who all the other people involved would be. He had a little bit of input into a couple of acts that I didn't even know about, and I had a little bit of input into some of the other ones. And I just thought he'd be the perfect guy, you know. Plus, it gives him a chance to really grow as an artist as well.
That was a bit of Candela from Tom Landa and Locarno. I talked to Tom earlier.
Basically, Doug Cox, who's the artistic director, contacted me and about doing this project, and I jumped all over it because it's right up my alley musically. I also book a world music festival here in Vancouver, and world music is what I listen to, and I, you know, it's what I love. So this just really sort of seemed to be the perfect match for me to put this project together with Doug. And so the focus is on BC-based world music artists. So we have some very exciting artists coming up and that we're going to be working with and putting together a set for the main stage. So yeah, we're very excited about it. So far, we've got some really great musicians who I know and have already worked with. And I think there's going to be some real magic happening on that stage that night. We're looking forward to this. I think it's going to be something that's going to be organic, and but also really, you know, there's going to be some magic sparks there for sure.
That was Tom Landa from Locarno, who's leading this year's World Beat at Home special project. Meanwhile, back at the restaurant,
one of the names, one of the performers that really stands out for me is Tonya Aganaba.
Yeah, you got it.
Incredible voice.
Yes, she's a wonderful young African Canadian singer songwriter. She lives in Vancouver, and Tom introduced me to her music because he said he suggested I go listen. And she's not what you would traditionally think of as a world musician. She doesn't play African music, so to speak, but she's of African descent, and she's more of a singer songwriter than anything. But her music's all really groove oriented, and it's the same thing. It's nice to be able to give a young person this kind of exposure and opportunity. I remember Alison Russell from Poe Girl is a good example of someone who just blossomed as an artist because of the opportunity she was given at various festivals in Canada, you know, and it's super exciting to support a young musician and put them with some of the older musicians and give them this chance, because usually when you're a touring musician, you just basically by yourself all the time on stage or with your band, and you don't usually get to play with other people. You know, it's a very exciting thing for the artists that are involved as well.
And she's got I don't know if she's touring, but she's got an EP out now that has some great music on it, and it'll be interesting to see what the compilation, the collaboration will bring out of her.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it'll be real exciting because she's really, she's a very spiritual person, and she's really groove-oriented. So I think it'll be pretty easy for the other musicians to find a spot to play with her, too.
Love is the grandest of notions. Keep my heart alive and through the night. And you are the sky and the ocean, jewel of the moon, you're my delight. And we are mythology breathing, living through our time. Broken heart, I sin and yes, I know.
very well-known world musician, Alpha Yaya Diallo.
Yes, yeah.
We've seen him before, a very distinctive African guitar sound.
Mm-hmm.
He's here in collaboration.
Yes, he's got Bujo Sissoko with him, who is a kora player. And if you don't know what a kora is, if you know who Temani Diabati is in the African music world, it's a stringed instrument that looks kind of like a harp. It's played, there's a gourd, a big round gourd that the strings are attached to on one end.
That's sounding familiar.
Yeah, and it's quite a common instrument in African music. And most of the people that play that instrument come from what a family that, I might not say this right, but it's Griot, G-R-I-O-T. And those people are the historians from their culture. So the Griot families in African music, in African history, nothing was ever written down. There were families that were assigned to be musicians and historians, and their stories and their music was passed down through the generations. And Bujo is one of those people from one of those families. He's also an extraordinary musician. So Alpha and Bujo played Winter Bites 2 years ago with the band, and I was really taken. I mean, I've known Alpha for a long time. Very taken with Bujo's playing as well. And one of the exciting things to me about this collaboration is that they're not bringing a band with them. It's just the two of them coming over. So they'll be taking part with most of the rhythm section duties will be handed over to Locarno, to Tom Landa's band. And they'll have to fit their way in with Locarno as the rhythm section. Locarno has an amazing percussionist, a great drum player, great bass player. So
and wonderful horns.
Yeah, great horns. So it'll be a chance to see Alpha and Bujo in an unusual setting as well. And I find that one of the great things about these collaborations is it really makes the musicians stretch that are involved. It puts them in a place where they're not necessarily as comfortable as they usually are. So they don't fall back into their normal kind of safe patterns and stuff. It makes them grow and makes them play differently.
Yarabana, 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 yeah. Cara morena.
Toca quem?
Muna cambadinha la nati. Musu nunca futu que jamae. Munke badia la nati. Que nunca futu musu jamae.
Okay, now when you're ready, I'm ready. Ah, that's the funky.
Also on the list so far is Kelso...
Chelso Machado.
Thank you.
Yes, who's a wonderful Brazilian guitar player who lives on the Sunshine Coast. He's an interesting man. It sounds crazy to say this, but he's probably one of the most talented musicians in British Columbia. He's world-renowned for people that know as a Brazilian guitar player.
And living on the Sunshine Coast, which one does not necessarily associate with the heart of the music industry.
No. I think it was probably a woman that led him there, as most of musicians from other countries that come to Canada are here because of women, it seems like. Which makes sense, you know. But he's played Music Fest before. It was a few years ago that he played the festival. He's just a brilliant, brilliant musician. And if you go to the Music Fest website, I have videos up for everybody, and you can go check out a video of him where he's playing guitar and making bird sounds and doing all these other amazing percussive things that he does. And he's one of those kind of guys whose body just emanates music, you know, everything about him is musical.
Also, we have Ostwelv.
Yeah, Ostwelv is a First Nations hip hopper poet, and he's a wonderful young man. He's got a very positive message. He's also a multimedia artist.
Shades of Wab Canoe.
Somewhere between Wab and Leonard Sumner. If you saw Leonard at the festival over the last couple of years. He comes from the same school as both of those guys, for sure. It was really important to me that we have a First Nations artist involved in this collaboration as well. Ostwelv lives in Vancouver, and I'm really going to be curious to see what he does with this group of people, too. He's one of those guys, if you go look at his videos on YouTube, you'll see that every single one of them is quite different, you know. So he's a real collaborator, as most wordsmiths are, you know. They love to get with people that really play. I'm not sure if this is true or not, because I'm a Anglo-European person, but it seems to me like people from other cultures often don't have as much trouble with the collaborations as we do, because they're forced to adapt, especially in Canada, more than we are in terms of their day-to-day existence, right? So it seems like if you put people from other cultures together. Quite often there's immediately more understanding and response to what they do. You know? I don't know if that's true or not, but it seems that way quite often.
This is one of the best names for a band I have heard in some time, and it's called they're called Brighter Lights, Thicker Glasses.
Yeah,
They're bluegrassy, are they?
No, they're they come from three different worlds, I believe. The cello player is classically trained and has done all kinds of improvisational music. My own link to the band is a man named Michael Dunn, who is a brilliant luthier and musician. I don't think so. Thank you.
I'll have the check, please.
No, I'll have the check.
Sorry, you were saying.
Yeah, Michael Dunn is a wonderful luthier. He's a world-renowned instrument builder. He specializes in what are called Macoferrian guitars, which are the guitars that Janko Reinhardt played. But he also builds the kind of instruments I play, which are like Weisenborns and Dobros and that kind of thing. Michael is an extraordinary player of weird and wonderful instruments. His musical stuff goes all over the place, from world music to jazz to blues to you name it. And perhaps one of the most influential guitar builders in North America, because he ran a school and or he taught in Vancouver for years and years and years and touched just about everyone that's currently building instruments. And I'm afraid I don't know the other two band members' names. But it's going to what they do is a weird mix of world musics that in particular explore their instruments. They do quite a bit of Eastern European music, influences from the Gypsy traditions. And then they do country, jazz, they do cover tunes, and they're there's no other way to say this, they're the old guys in the collaboration. And they'll be the true mentors.
And kind of the chameleons, too.
We'll
see what shades they take throughout the throughout the performance.
And one of the real exciting things about the collaborations is putting young people with old people and watching the sparks fly and watching each one of them walk away with different lessons and that kind of thing, you know, because that doesn't really happen either, even in music. We're perhaps just as segregated from people of other ages than everybody else seems to be in the work world, you know. So it's a wonderful thing when you can throw a younger person with an older person and watch them both grow because of it.
You've done an awful lot of these over the years. You're clearly very good at finding the pieces of the puzzle that create this magic on stage. But it sounds to me like you're particularly stoked about this one.
I am, yeah. Mostly because it's been a few years since we've done one where they could actually come in and rehearse. And also because I'm very excited about presenting people who live in British Columbia who are musicians who don't normally get their due simply because they don't fall into the sort of common folk festival category or the bar category or the folk club category. These folks are, some of them don't get the recognition that some of the other kind of regular, really well-known BC musicians get. I don't think it has anything to do with anything but cultural barriers. So I'm very excited about that too. I'm also hoping, this hasn't been confirmed yet, but I don't mind talking about it. We have the Kamugwe dancers.
Yes.
From the Comox band, who give us a wonderful welcoming to their territory every year. I'm hoping that some of their kids will also get involved in this collaboration. So we might get to see some local First Nations dancers come up on the stage and take part in this too, which would be a wonderful thing. I'm just waiting to hear whether or not they'll be available to do that, but I'm hoping they'll be a part of the collaboration too.
Part of the magic.
Yeah.
So are we looking at pretty much the lineup is pretty much set, or is this the sort of thing you still might hear somebody else is coming?
It's pretty well done. There's a chance that there might be one other daytime session that's really specific that I don't want to talk about yet, just in case it doesn't happen.
Fair enough.
If it does happen, I'll be adding a couple of more people just to fill out this one specific thing. But otherwise, it's pretty well baked.
Pretty well baked, and it'll come out well done.
I hope so. Not too chewy, though.
As always, Doug, a pleasure to talk to someone who loves what he does and does what he loves.
Thank you, Dan.
We can sit together and watch the show. Oh, in any weather,
Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest.